burning edge of Eden's land be pure geography. With uncountable pieces of me, I've been down. I've been down for nothing at all. I got no kind of nothing at all. And I followed a little stream of whiskey to your door.
Okay, hey everybody, this is The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Robin. I'd like to welcome you to the show. It's a nice day out. I'm in a good mood. Everything is going well. I finished my exams today, and I'm so happy about that. I'm sorry to, like, rub it in the faces of those of you who still have exams tomorrow, but, you know, I can't help it, right? But it's so funny walking through the sub on the way to the station, and, like, every second word is, like, alcohol, beer, and it's just, whoa. It's obviously the beginning of summer. Okay, also, I've been getting some phone calls during the show, which is so cool, and I haven't been picking them up because I'm totally, like, my brain just wasn't functioning or I wasn't thinking, and I was, like, not sure what to do. Now, if you call, I will answer the phone, so totally call. I'm really excited to hear from listeners. Okay, so, anyway, that's done. My feature album today is a band from Winnipeg, actually. They're called Mahogany Frog, and their new album is called DO5. And their music is more structured than I usually play, but it still has a lot of experimental and jazz influences, a lot of electronics in their music. And they actually played at the Railway Club last Tuesday, and apparently their live show is really good, but I found out about it after the show. It was like the day after, and I was kind of upset. Plus, I worked Tuesday. Anyway, I missed it. So I can't really tell you how that goes, but they do have a MySpace page if you want to check them out. Anyway, I'm going to play the first song, or the third song on their CD, which is called Last Stand at Fisher Farm. So here goes.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was pretty epic. I like it. Okay. Up next, I have a pretty cool track. There's an artist called Kato with two A's and a K. And he works with Patton, last name Patton, on this CD called Romances, which I found. It's sort of Norwegian. They're a Norwegian duo, and they're sort of electronic, experimental, but there's also some classical sort of influences in there. And this kind of music is, well, I mean, they've written music for movies such as O. Horton, Natural Born Star, not sure what else. It's Ipecac label. It was out in 2005. But yeah, it's called, okay, this is French, and I'm not really good with French, so I'm sorry. Crepuscule is the name of the song, and it's on the CD Romances. So let's check this one out.
Thank you. At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Want to know what's going on around town? LiveMusicVancouver.com is the Lower Mainland's comprehensive source for live music listings. We've got more than 350 shows listed at any time, and our listings are updated continuously by hundreds of the very people who put on the shows you love. Artist information and MP3s are accessible right from the listings, as are maps and calendars for virtually every venue in the city. All this and tons more totally free at LiveMusicVancouver.com.
Hi. So, that was Kada that we just heard, or Kada, K-A-A-D-A. The CD is called Romances. It was so cool. I mean, I hadn't heard the whole thing yet, but wow, that was awesome. Anyway, up next is another track from our feature, DO5. That's the album name, Mahogany Frog. And this one is called Your Meshuga.
We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Robin, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. So, that was sort of pop proggy. It's kind of interesting. Anyway, up next, I have a special treat for listeners. One of my classmates, I guess you can say, Livia Goh, is a student at the UBC School of Music in first year composition, and she's moved here from Singapore. She handed me one of her newest works, and it's a choral work called The Strokes of Music. And it's really interesting, really fascinating. I really like what she has here. Take a listen.
Dear.
That was Livia Goh's The Strokes of Music. And I was talking to her last night, and she said that instead of composing with pitches, she wanted to concentrate on composing with sounds and using those as the basic element, which I think is really interesting. Anyway, also, actually, if you are, you know, I've said this before, but if you're on campus and you have nothing to do, check out the music building. They have so many concerts that are so good, and most of the time free, that I don't even know what to say. Like, the music building is sort of off near the Rose Garden, across from Buchanan, and then there's that art building. And anyway, I'm not sure if they have that many concerts over the summer, but definitely during the school year, they have concerts every day. So check them out. Okay, so back to our feature. We have a shorter tune this time. It's called I'm Not Your Sugar.
We'll be right back.
Okay. This is Robin. Now, in keeping with the choral thing, I stumbled upon Steve Reich's new release. Sweet, I know. This one's called Daniel Variations, and it's released on Nonesuch Records. And what I'm going to play for you today is the second movement from the Daniel Variations, which is a four-movement choral work. And this one's called My Name is Daniel Pearl, bracket. I'm a Jewish American from Encino, California. Now, a little bit about this before I, you know, start playing anything. This group of variations is in four movements, using text from the biblical book of Daniel for the first and third, and then from the words of Daniel Pearl, the American Jewish reporter who was kidnapped and murdered by Islamic fundamentalists in Pakistan in 2002. And Steve Reich often takes political things and puts them in his music, just like his 1968 Come Out, which I played on another episode. So I'm not surprised that it's political. But anyway, this is the introduction to Daniel Pearl, I guess. Anyway, check it out. My mistake. Here it really is. Thank you. that was Steve Reich's second movement of his Daniel Variations, which was written in 2006. Okay, next up is another song from our feature album, which is Mahogany Frog from Winnipeg.
We'll be right back. 4 years, InSite, Vancouver's supervised injection site, has proven to be an important part of the solution to Vancouver's drug addiction crisis. Scientific evidence concludes InSite prevents drug overdose deaths, reduces the spread of HIV and AIDS, and moves more people in drug detox and addiction treatment. Despite the science, Prime Minister Harper may not renew InSite's legal status, which will expire on December 31st, 2007. If InSite closes, people will die. Please support a comprehensive solution to drug addiction by visiting www.communityinsight.ca. Tell Prime Minister Harper to do the right thing and keep InSite saving lives.
Okay, so, we just heard Demon Jigging Spoon by Mahogany Frog, and up next I have something by a Japanese experimental trumpeter. His name is Toshinori Kondo, and his first solo album came out in 79, actually. So this is old stuff. This is his self-titled, so... He's lived all over the place, from Japan to New York City to the Netherlands, where he apparently is now, or I mean these days. And he's currently known for his free jazz and electronic stuff, and has even worked with DJ Crush. So, I don't know, can't go wrong, I think. So I couldn't find the track listing. I looked online. I looked all over the CD case. I don't even know if there are any, but it's the fourth track on the CD.
Thank you.
So, if that's what Toshinori Kondo was doing in 79, think about what he's doing now. Anyway, my name is Robin. This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Up next, even though, don't go away yet, my show's not over, but at 5 o'clock, it's news. And then at 5:30 is the Career Fast Track with Philip D, followed by some sound with Henry S at 6 o'clock. And then at 7:30 is Radio Free GAC with Gary K. And then at 9 o'clock is the Jazz Show with Gavin Walker, which is 3 hours long. And then Vengeance Is Mine airs at midnight with Trevor Fielding. Okay, so another track by our feature album is going to be up next, Mahogany Frog. CD's called DO5, they're from Winnipeg, and this song is called Medicine Missile.
Thank you.
Okay. Up next is Golden Arm Trio, and they're so great. This is a group from Texas, and the players, there are a huge number of people, but Graham Reynolds is the composer and the leader. And they have two albums out. One is called The TikTok Club, and the other one's called The Sea is Salt. But this one is The TikTok Club is what I'm going to play. And the track is called Disco. And I like these guys because they're pretty jazzy. And they have a couple crime jazz tunes, which are really neat. But I'm not going to play one of those today. But Disco is pretty awesome, too.
Thank you.
Okay, so you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Robin, and if you have any feedback about the rib, I would love to hear it. My email address is Robin with a Y, ckjacob@hotmail.com. Any feedback is good feedback. It's April, so it's been about April's almost finished. It's been about 2 months since I started my show. And it's been great. And if you are interested at all in having a show on CITR, come down to the station. It's upstairs in the sub. And you can sign up for some, like a tour around the station. You can become a member. And then you can also have little sessions where they teach you how to use all the mixing board or all the gear and the requirements you need to be on air and all this stuff. And eventually you can do a demo, and then if they like your demo, or if they don't, you can do another one, and then you can become a fill-in, and then you can have your own show. And it sounds like a process, but it's so worth it, and it doesn't take time. Really, really do it. Even if you're scared, just go for it. Anyway, I'm going to leave you guys with another track by Mahogany Frog. This one is called Love Set, and it's the ninth track on their new album, DO5. Otherwise, I will see you guys next week. Bye.